10 past 8 is the time. In a sense, we have never had it so bad. The fall in economic growth in this country and others brought on by coronavirus has been off the charts, certainly the worst picture since the 1930s. But there are reasons as well to be hopeful. The collapse in demand caused by our mothballing of our lives was short-lived. It may fully rebound. The government has intervened hugely, as has the Bank of England, and that's cushioned the immediate blow. Indeed, one of the features of the mini-recession is that the amount of money held in bank accounts has risen sharply. So the Chancellor's challenge today is to get that money out of the bank accounts of the comfortably off and spent in ways that stimulate the economy for all of us. Luke Conard is the managing director of Denim World in Hereford. He has two shops, an online business as well. Alex Morovsky is a 22-year-old graduate who's unemployed. Claire Penn runs Claire Penn Photography in Chester, has just managed to get onto Universal Credit after months of trying. And Anne-Marie Kearney runs Victor Pizza in Glasgow. And I started, when I talked to them all, with Anne-Marie. And the suggestion today that the Chancellor might reduce VAT on eating out or give people vouchers to spend, does she have a preference?
I don't think so, no. I mean, I think VAT cut will be helpful just in general to people. But I think really to stimulate my business, it's not going to make a huge difference, no.
Why not?
Well, first of all, I mainly need schools to go back, children to go back to full-time learning, which, to be fair, they're now talking of doing, but we're not quite sure yet whether children are going to be allowed to gather together in a dining room to have hot lunches or what the provision's going to be. You know, I really need people as well to feel safe to go out and about, you know, to start ordering more takeaway food or to start going back to restaurants, to start going to soft play areas, to start eating in garden centres. I really need people to feel secure and to feel that COVID is under control.
That's really interesting. It's not actually the money then, or not principally the money. It's the sense of security that brings people back. You're pretty sure of that?
Oh, I'm 100% sure of that, yeah.
Luke Conard, from your point of view, a bit more money in people's pockets, however it gets there, would that do the trick?
I would certainly agree with what the lady just before me said. We need that feeling of safety and security. But certainly in the short term, the voucher scheme that's been talked about in the media, as long as it's tailored to, you know, high street and hospitality and tourism businesses, that will be really good because it will keep the money within the economy. And as an online retailer, you know, as well as high street, I would urge it to be kept to the high street and hospitality because it will keep the money in the communities. The VAT cut, certainly in 2008, that worked really well. But again, I think that needs to be tailored to retail and hospitality and tourism and those type of businesses, photographers, food production, that type of thing, as opposed to sectors that haven't been so badly affected.
Alex, what about traineeships? Because that is another thing that we hear talk about, the possibility of a scheme that allows companies much more easily to take people on, not necessarily permanently, but at least to give them a taste of work. Do you think that sort of thing, could it make a difference to you?
I think it would make a slight difference to me. I've already got, you know, quite a lot of skills that should, you know, I've had some good work experience as, you know, a lead tutor in the Refugee Council. You know, I feel like I've already got enough work experience to be able to get that work. So me personally, I don't know how much it would help, but I'd absolutely welcome it. It's a great start, but I think it should go a bit further. An opportunity or a job guarantee, work experience, maybe with a guaranteed job at the end of it. But I think we absolutely should be seeing the government incentivizing employers to hire more young people, to take on more apprentices, and especially to transition into sectors that need it, such as social care, to make that easier for young people.
Claire Penn, you mentioned that you ran your own company, which is both a good thing and a difficulty in these circumstances, isn't it? I mean, a financial difficulty, because if it's a limited company, that presumably means you haven't been able to benefit a lot from the various government schemes. What would you like to see in terms of help specifically aimed at people like you?
So companies like myself, small companies or single director limited companies, the problem that we have is that we see a lot of my, you know, friends and colleagues who are photographers, their business is essentially the same as mine, but they are self-employed and not limited. And I was recommended to do that by my accountant after I was divorced and had a mortgage of my own and wanted to secure my main asset, which is my home. So the problem is that we're not classed as self-employed now. I'm a limited company. But because I pay myself in dividends, because obviously I'm cash rich in the summer and less so in the winter, it's very seasonal. So I pay myself accordingly. And because of that, it's not possible to be under the self-employment scheme. And also, I was unable to furlough because the rules with furlough are that you can't do anything but basic directorial duties. So I wouldn't have been able to actually work on my business. So I had a business left to go back to after this.
On the subject of the furlough scheme, Anne-Marie Kearney, it's worked, hasn't it, for you? You presumably want to see it carrying on now for months, potentially a year or so.
To be fair, the government schemes have been very, very good for Victor Pizza. We've had a pivotal loan, which was a lot of money. We've also been able to furlough staff. We've also had some help with from Scottish Enterprise. So we've had lots and lots of help. My priority, obviously, is to rebuild the business, but at the same time, I'm trying to make sure that the furlough scheme works the way I think that it's supposed to work and that we can keep jobs. I mean, I'm furloughing people at the moment when round about me lots of other companies are saying, well, we're not going to have the jobs, so, you know, we might as well lose people at the moment because there's an opportunity for them at least to try and get a job now when maybe in October unemployment's going to be huge. But in saying that, you know, I have offered voluntary redundancy to some of our staff because I know that with the businesses that are not here already, it's going to be almost impossible to give 39 people a job. But yes, I think the furlough system should continue, but I think it should be much more targeted than it is at the moment. And I think they should look at certain sectors because I think there's lots of people are benefiting from it and possibly they won't need it moving forward, but there are certain businesses that will definitely need it because it's going to take into next year before people have the confidence again to start to use hotels, to use soft play areas, all the types of places that people need the security to take children to.
It is that word confidence that you've, all of you really mentioned again and again and again. And that is, in a sense, what today is about, isn't it? Is giving people the confidence to spend, encouraging them to spend and get things going again. Luke Conant, from your point of view, and you've obviously got this online side to your business, are you optimistic, actually, about the way things can pan out over the next year or so?
I think it's going to be an extremely tough 12 months, certainly looking just at the first wave we've had. But as the other contributors have said, the schemes that have been put in place have allowed us to take stock and allowed us to make sure that we can put the plans in place to make sure that our colleagues, where we can, are still in employment going forward. Certainly our online side of the business has grown significantly over the last 3 months. But our high street side of the business obviously was closed for the first 3 months and it has been a slow start. My concern is that we need to keep the momentum going on the high street so that we have a high street left.
Luke Conant, Anne-Marie Kearney, Alex Moravsky and Claire Penn as well. Thank you all very much and the best of luck to you all too.
Thank you.
Thank you.